Chapter 4. The Stables of Augeas. King Eurystheus is sitting in his palace. He wants to find an impossible mission for Hercules. Then he's got an idea. His friend, King Augeas, has got a lot of horses. The horses live in big stables. But the king's servants never clean the stables, and they're very dirty. King Eurystheus calls Hercules.
You must clean King Augeas's stables in one day,
he says. Hercules laughs.
That isn't a very difficult mission,
he thinks. Hercules goes to King Augeas and says,
I must obey King Eurystheus. I must clean your stables in one day.
King Augeas takes Hercules to his stables.
Nobody can clean these dirty stables in one day. It's impossible.
The king returns to the palace. And Hercules is alone in the stables.
How can I do it?
He thinks. But Hercules is intelligent, and soon he's got a good idea. There are two doors in the stables. There's a big river near the stables. The river is strong, and the water runs fast.
The water from the river can clean the stables,
thinks Hercules.
I must bring it here.
First, Hercules takes all the horses from the stables. The horses go to a field and eat grass. They're happy. Hercules makes a canal from the river to the door of the stables. Then he constructs a wall in the river. The water can't pass over the wall. It runs into the canal, and soon it arrives at the stables. Hercules opens the two doors of the stables. The water runs through the stables. It enters one door of the stables and goes out of the other door. It takes all the dirt from the stables. Hercules laughs.
Ha ha! Now the stables are very clean,
he thinks. Hercules returns to the river. He destroys the wall in the river, and the water runs normally again. Then he takes the horses to the stables, and he closes the doors. King Augeas comes to the stables. He's very happy.
You're very intelligent, Hercules.
King Eurystheus is furious.
You didn't clean the stables,
he says.
The river cleaned the stables.
But it was my idea,
says Hercules. King Eurystheus tries to think of another difficult mission. The next day, he calls Hercules to the palace.
Find the Tree of Hesperides and bring me three golden apples from it.
But Hercules can't find the Tree of Hesperides. He travels around the world, but nobody can help him. One night, Hercules's wife appears to him in a dream.
Go to the west side of the world for the answer, she says.